KD.
4SKD, KO4HKX. Hey, Larry.
How you doing this evening? KF4HKX. I should know that by now. I hope I got it right. KC4SKD here. I'm just headed back home from church. We had a little barbecue this evening.
Yes, you got my call sign right. And don't worry, I still struggle with yours from time to time. Don't feel bad. But barbecue sounds good.
Short service, and then the food started, but I got kind of concerned. It was storming pretty bad, but the storm was headed the other direction, so we were okay. We were all outdoors.
By the storm up here, so it's been raining off and on the last hour and a half.
Thursday was really bad in our neighborhood. We lost power for 5.5 hours. And it was due to wind. Wind blew a tree down across the power lines, and there's a bunch of trees down in our neighborhood. One of them was on top of a house, and one of them was on top of somebody's car.
Hopefully nobody got hurt. That's the main thing. The rest of that stuff can be rebuilt or replaced.
It was pretty bad. Did you go to Shelby this year?
Me, Gary, and Leon went Friday, and then me and Leon and his son went back Saturday.
I kind of wanted to go, but I got vehicle problems again. I just got one going, and my truck's got a pretty bad oil leak. The oil leaking all out of the valve cover gaskets and down the backside of the engine, so I decided that I better get that fixed, so I had to work on the truck a little bit Saturday.
The wife's car's been giving us problems, but trying to find the parts to fix it is the main issue. They're getting a little scarce.
What car is it? What year?
2010 Ford Escape. The electronic power steering, the ECU module, the control module for it, has the internal short. And you can't just go buy a new one. That's been the issue.
Nebris has got had a Ford Escape. I don't know what year it was, but their electric power steering went out in it. And, of course, they got rid of it. Somebody hit it most recently and totaled it. But my Toyota Taurus for valve cover gasket leaks. That, and I'm replacing the knock sensors in it because it spark knocks pretty bad. I just got several things I got to do to it.
In 20 years as a mechanic, I used to tell people all the time, if you're going to drive, you're going to pay somebody to fix it or fix it yourself. You're going to work on it sooner or later.
Well, for the most part, I pretty well do everything that I can. And I don't have certain tools. I don't have certain systems. I don't have tools to work on, like air condition and transmission. And, you know, I can only go so much. But if I can, I'll try to fix it myself.
A lot of people just can't do that, though. And vehicles are getting so expensive to work on because all the computer-controlled stuff in them has just made it more expensive and more complicated, and all the little doodads. So the wife and I, we've been looking for a car, but you can't find much of anything that isn't just covered up with that stuff. And finding a simple car with power windows and power door locks and heat and AC is about a thing of the past.
Understand. They used to have just a basic, when we were kids, the only option we had a lot of times was a heater. And Dad bought the truck one time, didn't even have a radio in it.
That, I've seen them that way myself. And, you know, how times have changed.
Anyway, but I've got that oil leak I got to fix. And then the 4Runner's got a leaky oil pump. But I decided to work on the truck first because it is so much worse. It's all of the frame and the power steering rack and stuff like that. But anyway, that's why I didn't end up going to Shelby. I would have liked to have gone, but I got to fix the vehicle first.
You have to have your priorities. Like I said, wife has been down for a couple weeks now trying to find the parts to fix it, and finally found a used one that one of my customers had. So he's getting it off, and I'll put it on this week or this next weekend.
Hope that goes well for you. And, you know, sometimes I don't mind working on them, but what I don't like is you get in there working and the bolt break off in somewhere and you can't get it out. Now, I don't like stuff like that happening.
I've been there, done that many, many times. We used to say all the time, that 30-minute job's one twist of the elbow away from a three-hour job.
My fear is to take the crankshaft bolt out and or try to, and then break off in the crankshaft, something like that. Yeah, that gets disastrous.
It can be, that's for sure. And without the right tools and patience to solve that problem, it can make it much, much worse.
KC4SKD for ID. I guess I'll go ahead and sign with you. I'm almost back to the house, and the repeater gets really, really scratchy when I go down my street. So I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Very good to talk to you this afternoon, and look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Take care. Hope you have a good rest of the evening. KC4SKD.